नमस्कार, स्वागत है रेडियो जनकपुर 97 मेगा हर्जक प्रस्तुति कार्यक्रम अपन दलान में। हम अजय अनुरागी अपने के बीच में उपस्थित छी। ई कार्यक्रम रेडियो सोनामाई 103.7 मेगा हर्ज राम गोपालपुर महोत्तरी से सेहो प्रसारण होइत अछि। आजुक कार्यक्रम में अपने सबके सुनाब दिन भरि चिनिया राजदूत जनकपुर में केकरा सब भेंट केलखिन, की सब बात केलखिन, की सब जिज्ञासा रखलखिन, से बात अपने सबके सुनाब। आई जनकपुर में उप महानगर पालिका के मेयर लाल किशोर शाह, उप मेयर रेणु रीता देवी मिश्र संगे सेहो भेंटघाट केलखिन। जनकपुर में की सब से संभावना, सहकार्य कर के लेल बात सब आगा बढ़ले। सुनियौन मेयर लाल किशोर शाह आ राजदूत यू होंग के बीच भेल बातचीत।
व्यवस्थित करने ताकि यो जनकपुर धाम उपमहानगर पालिका मात्रे है ने कि यो जनकपुर धाम उपमहानगर पालिका संग जुड़े का जति पनि मतलब यो भूमि हरु छन् जो दुईवटा प्रदेश अंतर्गत को त्यसलाई चाहिँ के छ भने त्यसलाई हामीले के उत्पादन मूलक कृषि को आधार कसरी खड़ा गर्न सक्छौं र त्यसलाई चाहिँ त्यसबाट चाहिँ हुने जुन उत्पादन हो त्यसलाई हामीले हाम्रै मतलब ठाउँमा आफ्नै गाउँ बजारमा त्यसलाई कसरी चाहिँ मतलब के छ भने औद्योगिकरण गरेर व्यावसायिककरण चाहिँ गर्न सक्छौँ। त्यसले गर्दा के छ भने हाम्रो उत्पादनले हामी आफ्नै ठाउँमा प्रयोग गरेर उद्योग धन्दा खोल्न सक्यो भने त्यसले हामीलाई चाहिँ मतलब रोजगारको पनि एउटा जुन बेरोजगारीको समस्या छ त्यो पनि दूर हुन सक्छ र अर्को के छ भन्दाखेरि यहाँबाट उत्पादन भएको सामग्रीहरूको चाहिँ हामीले उचित मतलब के छ भने बजार व्यवस्थापन गर्न पनि सक्छौँ।
वी वान्ट टु डेभलप दिस प्लेस इन द फिल्ड अफ एग्रिकल्चर एन्ड इफ एग्रिकल्चर इज डेभलप्ड वी क्यान
सिटी सप्लाई कल्टिभेसन एन्ड इरिगेसन सिस्टम इन दिस रिजन इन जनकपुर म्युनिसिपालिटी।
सिंचाई व्यवस्था विद्युत आपूर्ति केना छै
अनि यो सिँचाइको प्रबन्ध चाहिँ जुन आधुनिकीकरण हुन सक्नु पर्थ्यो त्यो चाहिँ भइ नसकेको अवस्था छ। त्यो सिँचाइको राम्रो प्रबन्ध भइदिएको भए चाहिँ हामीले धेरै गर्न सक्थ्यौँ। त मूल रूपमा यो भूभाग जुन हो त्यो भूभाग विभिन्न कारणवश राज्यबाट उपेक्षित रहेको हुनाले आजभन्दा 35-40 वर्ष अगाडि जुन अवस्था थियो यताको आर्थिक अवस्था त्यो चाहिँ अवस्था खस्किएर गएको छ। त मूलत हामीले चाहिँ अब अहिले परिवर्तित राजनीतिक परिवेशमा त्यो विभेदको अन्त पनि र हामीले यहाँ गर्नुपर्ने विकासका लागि जुन हाम्रो मूल आधार कृषि हो त्यो कृषिको लागि चाहिने आधुनिक प्रविधिहरू त्यसमा त्यो विद्युतको हामीलाई आवश्यकता पर्छ, इलेक्ट्रिसिटीको आवश्यकता पर्छ, त्यस्तै इरिगेसनको लागि चाहिँ सिँचाइको लागि चाहिँ हामीले मतलब यो बोर्डिङहरूको पनि आवश्यकता पर्छ। त्यो यहाँ हामीले चाहिँ नजिकै कमला नदी हामी यतातिर कमला नदी छ दुई नम्बर प्रदेशमै पर्ने पूर्वमा पश्चिममा नजिकै हाम्रो बागमती छ त्यो यिनीहरूलाई चाहिँ मतलब हामीले राम्ररी व्यवस्थित गर्न सक्यो भने नहरहरू निकाल्न सक्यो भने ठुलो पैमानामा हामी चाहिँ मतलब कृषिको क्षेत्रलाई अगाडि बढाउन सक्छौँ र त्यसले हामीलाई चाहिँ हाम्रै स्वरोजगारको पनि सृजना गर्न सक्छ र हामीले उद्योग धन्दाहरूलाई निकै फस्टाउन सक्छौँ र त्यसले धेरै कुराहरूमा हामीलाई चाहिँ प्रभावित पार्छ, सकारात्मक प्रभाव चाहिँ पार्छ।
I think you are taking a lot of expectations from your people and a strong responsibility to help the people here to develop. So what is your plan for this kind of target for development?
हामीले अब यो त्यसै तयारीमा छौँ। हामी त भर्खर 4 महिना बितेको छ। हामीले चाहिँ यो हरेक कुरोमा खास गरेर जनकपुर धामको दृष्टिकोणले हाम्रो सरकार जुन स्थानीय सरकार छ त्यो सरकारले अहिले धेरै जसो कुराहरूमा हाम्रो चाहिँ कानुन बाझिरहेको अवस्था छ। तैपनि हामीले चाहिँ यसलाई फर्स्ट प्रायोरिटीमा जनकपुर धामको विकासको दृष्टिकोणले धार्मिक पर्यटनलाई चाहिँ कसरी विकास गर्ने, धार्मिक पर्यटनको दिशामा हामी चाहिँ काम गर्न खोजेका छौँ र त्यसको साथसाथै शिक्षा स्वास्थ्य, यहाँ मेडिकल कलेज हामी कहाँ छैन, यो हामी कहाँ युनिभर्सिटी छैन, अब त्यस्तै यो उद्योग धन्दा हामी कहाँ छैन, त्यो कसरी उद्योग कल कारखानाहरू यहाँ कसरी ल्याउने, यहाँ चाहिँ अब यो राजधानी भएको छ, यहाँको यहाँ चाहिँ हामीले हस्पिटालिटी त्यो ठुल्ठुला होटलहरू पनि कसरी ल्याउने र त्यसको सँगसँगै हामीले नगरपालिकाले जुन एरियाहरू हाम्रो ग्रामीण एरिया छ जहाँ खेती योग्य जग्गाहरू छ त्यो ठाउँमा कसरी चाहिँ हामीले त्यो कृषिहरूलाई त्यो किसानलाई चाहिँ एउटा खेती योग्य जग्गाहरूलाई उत्पादन बढाउन के गर्न सकिन्छ त्यस्तोतर्फ पनि हामीले ध्यान चाहिँ पुर्याइरहेको अवस्था हामीसँग छ। त्यसमा हामीले कुन सरकारसँग यहाँ हाम्रो प्रदेश सरकार पनि अहिले नबनिसकेको अवस्था छ, केन्द्रसँग पनि हामीले के कस्तो सहयोगहरू लिने, यसमा हामी चाहिँ मतलब यसमा काम चाहिँ थालिसकेका छौँ। नगरसभा हाम्रो चाहिँ भइसकेको छैन, अब नगरसभाबाट एउटा ठोस नीति हामी चाहिँ निर्माण गर्छौँ, त्यसपछि हामी चाहिँ काम अगाडि बढाउँछौँ।
So, in China, in November this year, we are going to hold the first China International Import, Expo for Import. It's an expo especially for imports, because China is a big country and a huge market, not only for the people in China, but also for the people outside, for other countries. So we take this opportunity to organize such a expo, to trying to buy things from other countries. So I believe that Nepal has a lot of valuable things that could export to China. For Janakpur, I think this is also very nice, and I hope that these pictures could be introduced to the people in China. And we welcome you to participate in this China International Expo for Imports. It will be in November 18th in Shanghai. And we have already extended our invitation to the Ministry of Commerce and also to the organizations of... which kind of organization? FNCCI. FNCCI. So you are warmly welcome to bringing your products to attend this expo. I think also you mentioned about the tourist expectations, tourism expectations. Now, last year, we have 130,000 Chinese tourists coming to Nepal. Of course, I think if they know this place, they would love to come here to see your culture, to see the beautiful sceneries here. So we can work together to introduce Janakpur to the Chinese tourists. I think you can also put your informations on the website, on the Nepal Tourism Board, to have a kind of detailed explanations about your beautiful culture and your valuable culture. So in this case, for Chinese tourists could have a better understanding about Janakpur. And you just mentioned you also want to develop it both for the Hindu and Buddhist. So what is this Buddhist part?
अब यो मैले पहिला पनि यहाँलाई भनेको हो कि यो यो ठाउँ भनेको हामी चाहिँ जनकपुर धाम भनेको हिन्दू र बुद्धिस्टहरूको, बुद्धिज्ममा विश्वास गर्ने र हिन्दुइज्ममा विश्वास गर्नेहरूको दुइटैको चाहिँ आस्थाको केन्द्र जनकपुर हो र यो जुन आर्ट हामी हेर्छौँ मिथिला आर्ट हो यो, यसमा चाहिँ हरेक कुरा चाहिँ आर्टबाट यसले देखाएको हुन्छ। त्यो जस्तो त्यो द्याट इज द पार्ट अफ म्यारेज सिस्टम त्यो म्यारेज सिस्टम या त्यो वेन द म्यारेज त्यो त्यसरी त्यसरी चाहिँ हामीले के छ भने यो हरेक कुरालाई त्यो अब कलाको मिथिला आर्टबाट झल्किने गरी हामीले चाहिँ यसलाई बताएको हुन्छु त्यो यसमा यसको चाहिँ त्यो हामी कहाँ महिलाहरूको सङ्ख्या चाहिँ ठुलै ठुलो सङ्ख्यामा हामी कहाँ महिलाहरू हुनुहुन्छ जोसँग सिप छ तर बजार छैन उसले बजार पायो भने त्यसले धेरै यसले एउटा आर्ट इन्डस्ट्री नै मतलब के छ भने हामी दिन सक्छौँ र हामी कहाँको एउटा हामी हिन्दू हिन्दुइज्ममा विश्वास गर्ने हो यो भेग हिन्दुइज्ममा विश्वास गर्ने हो आस्थाको केन्द्र भएको जनकपुर तर हामी बुद्धिस्ट बुद्धिज्म जससँग पनि त्यत्तिकै जोडेका छौँ हामीले चाहिँ बुद्ध र सीतामा सीता माता हाम्रो यहाँको राजा जनक को भूमि जनकपुर धाम पहिला राजधानी भएको ठाउँ हो यो त्रेता युग भनिन्थ्यो पहिला त्यति बेला मिथिलाको राजधानी भएको ठाउँ हो यो अहिले फेरि राजधानीको रूपमा क्यापिटलको रूपमा भएको छ त यो चाहिँ हामी यो हिन्दूहरूको एउटा आस्थाको केन्द्र त छँदैछ तर के छ भने बुद्धलाई पनि हामी त्यतिकै मान्छौँ र बुद्धलाई मान्ने र हाम्रो यो सीता मातालाई मान्ने करिब करिब हरेक उसमा त्यही एउटै आस्थाबाट हामी देखेका हुन्छौँ त्यसो उसले के कस्तो छ भने हामी त्यतिकै धार्मिक रूपमा पनि हामी त्यतिकै नजदिक छौँ जतिकै जति नजदिक हामी भौगोलिक रूपमा छौँ त्यतिकै धार्मिक रूपमा पनि हामी नजिक छौँ यदि त्यसलाई हामीले खोतोल्दै गयौँ भने हामी आफू चाहिँ बहुत नजिक भएको हामी चाहिँ पाउँछौँ
And every year, actually, through the Nepalese government, we provide a lot of opportunities for training. I think this year we will also provide training for the local government officials because you just established the local government and the provincial government. So in order to support you in the in exercise the federalism, so we are also supporting this kind of training courses through the central government. And among these training courses, there are also some training courses for agriculture. In agriculture field. So we hope that Janakpur, the people from Janakpur, the officials from Janakpur could participate this kind of training courses through your central government. To inform you as well.
You are asking, so maybe you have known that, you know, we have a China-Nepal Agricultural Cooperation program, which lasts for 3 years to plant the hybrid rice here in Nepal. And we now choose one location here in Janakpur to, for the example, plant. And now the result is very good. I think it's maybe double the output of what is originally planted. So in the second phase, we are going to, you know, mobilize those, you know, example seeds to more local farmers so that they can plant more hybrid rice, they make more output, and then can sell to others, and it will be first self-sufficient, and then they can sell this product, and even they can export. So that is a fundamental change for this rice production. So I think we will send you the location.
So we hope that the government, municipality government, could support this project and mobilize your farmers, your people here, to have a close watch and close observe of this kind of planting and learn with the experts here and help the farmers to increase their income. It's a way to increase income and also to ensure the safety of the food provide in Nepal. Hybrid rice. The hybrid rice could be very tall and strong, resistance to bad weather and also the insects. So it's because of this quality, so it's better. It's easy to have a high production. So if this can be popularized, then if you do the same work, you get more. This is the easy thing.
हाम्रो लागि राम्रो कुरो हो युज किनभने हाम्रो त भूमि नै त्यो धान त्यो राइस प्रोडक्ट ल्यान्डको रूपमा फर्टाइलको रूपमा चिनिएको छ र यसमा चाहिँ हामी यस्ता कुराहरूमा सहकारी गर्न तयार हुन्छौँ हामी चाहिँ यसमा सहकारी गर्न सक्छौँ यसका लागि
Sarlahi Argo Zanakpur.
Sarlahi is another district. This is province number 2. Sarlahi is district. Sunsari.
No.
Sarlahi Janakpur. Sarlahi is another district of this province.
This is the province.
Yes,
not
yes.
This, not this city.
Yes,
not
yes, city. Yes, 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 yes.
बड़ा सौहार्दपूर्ण तरीका से बात भेलै खुल के बात भेलै संभावना से पर बात भेलै हाइब्रिड धान के हाइब्रिड देब चाहे छलखिन बिया देब चाहे छलखिन कलखिन जमीन अहाँ उपलब्ध कराउ ओ खेती हैत तो उत्पादकत्व तो बढ़त आत्मनिर्भर बनब काल्हिखन एक्सपोर्ट सेहो कर सकै छी दुनू दिस से गिफ्ट आदान प्रदान भेलै पहिने मेयर साहब राजदूत के देलखिन मिथिला पेंटिंग जानकी मंदिर उपमेयर सेहो देलखिन तहिना उमर से सेहो एकटा पुस्तक तकर बाद सबसे महत्वपूर्ण चीज मोबाइल महग मोबाइल मेयर साहब के गिफ्ट केलखिन राजदूत तो सुनलिए अपने सब मेयर साहब आ चीनक राजदूत के बीच बातचीत समय भल से ब्रेक के बाद अपने सबके बीच में आ रहा सुनते रही रेडियो जनकपुर 97 MHz आ रेडियो सुनामाई व्यावसायिक विश्रामक बाद पुनः स्वागत है रेडियो जनकपुर 97 MHz प्रसारित कार्यक्रम अपन दलान में जे ई कार्यक्रम रेडियो सोना माई से सेहो अपने सब सुन रहा सीधा 103.7 MHz से मेयर होंग माफ कह देते राजदूत होंग जनकपुर उद्योग वाणिज्य संघ के व्यापारी सब संगे पदाधिकारी सब संगे भेटघाट कलन ओहिठाम बात भेलै जे एहिठमन की उत्पादन होइ छै कते इंडस्ट्री छै केना के इम्पोर्ट एक्सपोर्ट होइ छै की सब होइ छै सब वस्तु स्थिति सब जानऽ चाहलखिन व्यापारी सब कहलकै जे हम बेसी समय चाइना से सामान सब लबै छी हम सब कच्चा पदार्थ लक अन्य चीज सब लेकिन ओतऽ हमरा सबके ठगल जाइए कहै ऑर्डर दै छी किछु आ डिलीवर कऽ दैए किछु सप्लाई कऽ दैए किछु एवं प्रकारे बहुत रास बात सब भेलै जनकपुर उद्योग वाणिज्य संघ के अध्यक्ष ललित कुमार शाह प्रदेश नंबर 2 के अध्यक्ष नेपाल उद्योग वाणिज्य महासंघ के शिवशंकर शाह हीरा तहिना पूर्व अध्यक्ष प्रकाश चंद्र शाह लगायत विभिन्न व्यापारी सब बात केलखिन सुनियौन हुनका सबके भेल बातचीत
So up to now it's 1 year and 4 months something, 3 months, yeah. And I'm very happy and feel encouraged to work here in Nepal because Nepal is one of our very important neighbor and we have a long history of friendship. So my mission is to put forward this good relation up to a new height and to strengthen the relations between the two governments and especially among the peoples.
I'm Pongwei, I'm the commercial counsel of the embassy.
Your commercial counsel?
Yes.
Namaste, my name is Joshua, staff of the embassy. Namaste, my name is Hugo Wang. I'm Secretary of Ambassador.
She speaks Nepali.
Nepali.
My Aligadi Nepali Pasha also.
Gender, how many people you have, and what kind of business you are involved in, and what is your destination for the products? So for local markets, for international markets, something like this.
Janak Chamber was established in 2009. BS. Now it's the senior most chamber in the chamber history of Nepal. It is senior than FNCCI. Only Morang Chamber is the senior than Jankur Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Second senior chamber we are all over the Nepal, all over in the Nepal. And we have 22% board member, 15 are elected, and rest 5 is should be who is to nominate. After that, in present just, I hope, this last of this push, our newly elected president minister is just newly elected president minister Lalit Kumar sir, and he introduced himself, and he looks for the betterment of the industrialist business community, you know, and how to unite them, how to work better for them. But if there is any issue with the government, then talk with government, local government's body. These are our activities to promote our business. We used to do festival, you know, business festival and all. These are our activities nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Have companies small and medium size or bigger size?
As you must be knowing that government, the looking view of government for this year, I mean, Sterai region is quite different as government looks to mountain region or hilly regions. Now, that's why industries, they are not giving lots of facilities to establish the industry in this region. This thing we will also like to request you also, that China government should think that how capitalization of China can come here, how local industries of this region and Chinese businessmen can join their partnership, and how long it can establish. We also want to request you also for this purpose also. And as government has not giving much more facilities in taxes and all this rather than the inner region of hilly region, that's why we don't have lots of facilities, lots of industry here. We have very small scale, 5, 6, 7, 8 industry. Few people like Mr. Govind Saraf and Mr. Pramod Chaudhary, such as whose birthplace is Janakpur, they are promoting the industry here. No?
I see a lot of shops on both sides of the street, as busy as those in Kathmandu or in Pokhara. I think people are equal active in this smaller business.
But in commercial sector, we have the lots of scope here, and Janakpur has the best. We are looking the future of Janakpur as tourism based industry. We have tourism based industry. We can we have the much more scope in that field.
Agro-based industry. Yeah.
And we also have the agro-based industry. Our Mithila culture is highly rich in heritage. You know, our fish is very much tasty, and we can import it. There's lots of scope for the fish. There's lots of scope in crops, which say basmati rice. Basmati rice.
You grow this kind of basmati rice.
Our apple is world famous. We have mango. Sorry. Our mango apple. Mango. Our mango. Because Malda is named. Some species named Malda and Bombay. We used to import to third country also. This is such type of scope we have here.
So your mangoes are mainly for domestic market, or some parts go for export?
Some part goes for the export also.
Some part for export, to also. India, to?
Yeah, not to India, rather to a third country and all.
Third country,
European country and all. Also used to.
Okay.
Our fish used to go third country and all. And our Mithila culture, Mithila painting and all, you saw in the airport. I came to know through Mr. Anuragi journalist. Mm-hmm. He told me that you were watching very curiously and very sincerely, yes, that Mithila painting and all. Yeah. Mithila heritage is very rich in heritage and culture.
Yeah.
paper molasses is exported. Paper and molasses is exported to Japan.
And our Everest paper is also imported to Japan. Everest paper.
Paper is exported to Japan.
Mr. Gwen Sarafi.
Exported to Japan.
You export?
Yes.
How much?
Approximately around 200 to 300 tons per year.
That's quite a lot.
Yeah, but this year I think we've got 500 tons order from Japan. From Mitsubishi. We export it to Mitsubishi.
So they use this paper for?
To manufacture currency paper.
In Japan.
They mix different types of pulps from all over the world.
Okay.
And they manufacture paper to make currencies.
Okay. So this starting from which year? A long time?
I think last 4 to 5 years.
Only starting from last four to five years.
We didn't know that before, so we just came to know recently. So after that we started.
So it means if Japanese currency needs this kind of material,
yeah.
It means maybe other currency also.
Other currency also may require it.
May require it,
yeah.
Yes. You should let yourself know. And it goes through through India?
Yeah, via Calcutta. That's the only port we can use.
So the material is from the herb to...
It's a rice straw. It's the straw that comes out of rice paddy.
Rice straw.
Oh, okay. And we process it and make pulp out of it. Oh. And we dry it, make sheets. And the sheets are exported to Japan.
Oh, in shape of sheets?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's quite interesting. And you don't put any color in it?
No.
Just a natural?
No chemical, no color.
No chemical.
All natural.
Yeah. How many people involved in this?
Namaste.
We have around, in our factory, the workers, we have around 400 people working.
400 people.
Yeah.
So it's a kind of a business that you can do all year round.
Yes.
So besides export to Japan, do you also produce some productions for the products for the local markets?
Yeah, writing, printing paper. We manufacture writing paper. We have sugar mill. We produce sugar also. We have a cable industry, a medicine factory, all those.
So all belong to you or?
It's a family business.
Family business.
Malaysia's the
other thing? Associated from Everest Group of Industry.
Associated?
He's associated from, Mr. Saraf is associated from Everest Group of Industry. His father is the MD of Everest Group.
And you just mentioned some other business people here. So, what kind of business they are doing? Big one.
We have lots of business. We are importing glasses from the China. We are importing toys from the China. We are doing giftware from the China. Clothes are ready-made garments are being imported from the China. Blankets are being imported. Sanitary wares. These all things are being imported from there. But nowadays there is one big problem that the businessman is facing in China. That I also want to say about that. In past, the Nepali businessmen were able to open the bank account in China. But in present, they are not able to open the bank account in China. For that purpose, they have to carry the cash, and cash carrying is risky for them. So they told us to request you that the facility they were getting the fast to open the bank account, it should be rescheduled. Again, they should get that fast. It's their humble request. Before they were able to open the bank account in China, they were facilitated.
In China.
Nepali businessmen were being permitted to open the bank account in China in past. But now government had restricted it. And the Nepali business for these things, Nepali businessmen are facing the problems. They have to carry the otherwise in past people used to send account to account cash used to work, but now they have to carry the cash.
Can you take a travel check?
Travel check is much more risky. But if they have the account, in past they were getting this facility from the China government.
So you buy things in China.
Yeah.
People, the business, the person who used to go to import from the China, who are the importer of the China, they don't now, they don't have now account in China. In past, they were permitted from the China government to that they can open their account in China also. Nowadays, this is prohibited.
But you can pay the traders in China through account from here.
Yeah. If that's come through the LC, okay. Yeah, but if for the expense, they were China's government was in past, they were permitting to open the account. If suppose I am the importer, my form is suppose Jyoti import and export, and by the name, I have a form. I was in past, China's government was giving the permission to us that from the Jyoti export and import was, we were permitted to open the account in Chinese bank, in China itself. But nowadays, it is being prohibited. We can't open our own account in China.
I don't think a foreigner could open an account in the country. Even for China, for Chinese people, if they come here, they can't open an account.
But in past, where the businessmen of Nepal were given the permit, they were able to open the account in past. I hope.
No.
I mean,
just in
the
Excellency. This area was in previous, this land has so many rice mills, oil mills. But this time, these mills are not running. In the street of this, we have so many additional industries, like plywood industry, the Hume pipe industry, electric pole industries, sugar mill, paper mill, as our friend has already told you. But there are some cement factories are also in this region that I want to mention you. Industrially or in business point of view, we couldn't improve in compared to Biratnagar area or Birganj area. The reason is that we have some lagging in this area. First of all, there is a lack of roads, transport. One industrialist, expert has told that if you will double the speed of the transport, the economy of the country will triple. So what I want to request you that in our area, Janakpur, the traffic load is very much. If you will travel in the our city, inside the city, the roads are very narrower. So the traffic has a great problem to us. We immediately in need of outer Janakpur ring road. As in Kathmandu, there is a ring road, and this time our outer ring road is going to be constructed just on the bottom of the hill in the valley. So we want for the better Janakpur, for a prosperous Janakpur, for an industrialized and better business center, we want an outer Janakpur ring road having 6 lanes. First thing. The next, our this belt, Pradesh number 2, this estate has 8 districts. And all these 8 districts are agro-based area, agro-production area, field area. The grains are produced here. So, but there is a lagging of irrigation network. There is no irrigation network. The farmers has to stay on the hope of a sky rain. If the sky rain will come in time, the production will be there. And if the sky rain will be not in time, there all the labors goes in vain. So it will be a great betterment for us if you will think there is a project here, Soon Koshi Kamla Diversion. Soon Koshi Kamla Diversion. The water from Soon Koshi to bring in Kamla and having a network of irrigation network throughout these 8 districts, then the farmers of these districts will be prosperous. when the cash will come in the hand of the people, when the cash will come in the hand of the farmers, then the business will improve, then the industry will grow. So I would like your kind attention for these two projects at least, for the outer Janakpur ring road having 6 lanes and your Sun Koshi Kamla diversion. If these two basic things will be here, I think this area will be prosperous in business and industry. Thank you.
President, do you have something to say?
यो जुन छ नि यो क्षेत्रमा हाम्रो एरियामा अब बढीभन्दा बढी चाहिँ काठमाडौँबाट चाइनिज सामान हाम्रो चाइनिज प्रडक्टहरू जनकपुर ल्याउने गर्छन् बढी यो क्षेत्रमा अनि त्यसपछि चाहिँ यहाँ मतलब कमसेकम यहाँ पनि होला 30-40 जना यस्तो छन् डाइरेक्ट चाइनाबाट काम गर्छन् एक्सपोर्ट गर् डाइरेक्ट चाइनाबाट काम गर्छ
इम्पोर्ट गर्छ
इम्पोर्ट गर्छ त्यही अब यस क्षेत्रमा के छ भने व्यापारीहरूको गुनासो कि चाइनाबाट माल ल्याउँदाखेरि अर्डर दिने बेलामा अब जुन अर्डर दिएको हुन्छ अब जस्ट सेम त्यहाँबाट प्रोडक्ट आउँदैन अलिकता डिफ्रेन्ट माल ल्याइदिन्छ त्यति बेलामा के हुन्छ एम्बेसीहरूमा सम्पर्क गर्दाखेरि चाहिँ राम्रोसँग रिस्पोन्स आएको छैन भन्ने त्यस्तो पनि व्यापारीहरूको गुनासो आएको छ
While importing the products, when we import from the China, the order we give first, suppose we give the order for the tea, for the black tea, but they used to send milk tea. And that time when we ship the goods here, we see that the order we have given, it's not the same product. Then we used to go to the Chinese embassy and we doesn't get the good reply or good response from the Chinese embassy. This, it's a matter of direct cheating, trade cheating it is. And when Nepalese businessman has been cheated from the traders of China, embassy should take the action. It's our business.
Well, this is the commercial counselor, and he can.
I'll take his personal number, and we'll tell our businessman to contact him if they get such a problem.
You can directly contact your trader, your partner in China.
Maybe there was some misunderstanding.
No. It's lots of complaint we have. Mm-hmm. Lots of complaint we have. That we used to, we say that you should import such a type of glass. But they used to write, well, reporting time, they used to give another glass. And when we used to go there to complain to Chinese embassy that we haven't imported such a glass, but that we have been cheated from the Chinese exporter, we doesn't get any response.
So what's the time when this happened?
Yeah, one industrialist named here, Bola Mato, plastic to
material,
say,
raw material.
Plastic to make the raw material of plastic.
Yeah.
We used to call it Dana. He imported from the China. The quality he had ordered.
Granaries.
Huh?
Granaries.
Granaries. Plastic granules. He ordered it to China. China exporter, and the quality he sent it here, it was very poor. The quality he has ordered or he told, it was not like that. The sample which they have sent before. And when he went to the complaint to the embassy, he doesn't get any response. Just he told us today, when we told that Chinese ambassador, His Excellency Chinese ambassador is coming to our chamber, yesterday he told this thing to us.
Yesterday
just he told to us to say you, such a problem we are facing. And where we should go to
complain?
He used to contact
the trader of China, but they don't give any response.
No response
in that case. Uh-huh. What happens is you order one quality material and they ship you a different quality. And the supplier, when you contact the supplier, they don't respond. And many times a lot of people have gone to the embassy and complained about this. And in fact, I myself have gone, I'll tell you. Mr. Zhu in Chinese embassy a few years back, ZHU,
He was the commercial secretary. Around 3 or 4 years ago. No, maybe. But there was no response also at that time. And the same thing happened with a friend of ours who imported plastic granules. The quality he ordered, he got a lower quality. But still there was no response.
So in the future, if you have such problems and you can't get get contacts with the traders in China, you can write to the embassy.
Yeah, send us email. Okay.
Not easy to...
It's not easy to resolve. True, very true.
And also, the Department of Roads.
The
Roughness of
Venice.
Maybe
no.
They have their own.
Department of Road of Nepal has a plan for building the
many roads in here.
Maybe
that is included. Maybe you can contact with me.
Till now. In our information concerning this outer Janakpur ring road having 6 lanes, it has not come in our knowledge, but we will try to know concerning this project. But if it has not been covered under their plan, then we will again request you concerning that.
Chair. Chair.
I'm Vishal Chalti. I'm distributor of Samsung and Oppo and other Itel mobiles in Janakpur. Oppo and Itel. Itel and Oppo are Chinese brand. Itel, yeah. Itel, Techno, this is also a Chinese brand, based in Guangzhou. So, yeah. This business is almost 8 years old. Yeah.
So how is the business?
Very good, very good. It is growing rapidly, and I think Chinese brand are almost dominating the market now. Vivo have just come yesterday. Vivo is also starting its business in Janakpur from today. Yeah, thank you.
What kind of
price? Not so high and not so low. They are selling good.
What's your choice of interest to do work with us?
What is
your choice of interest? In which field do you want to work with us?
You know, from the embassy point of view, the responsibility of the embassy is to increase the understanding between peoples. So to understand the place, to know people here is very important. So this is the very important purpose for us to come here, to meet the people in person, face to face, and talk. And also, recently we are, as you might know, that we are here for a project for the post-flood disaster victims. We provided some packages to the victims. And yesterday afternoon and this morning, we visited those villages, settlements, I think it's settlements. We provided 31,000 packages for 31,800 households in different districts in province 1 and province 2. So this is just a concrete efforts to improve the relation, to develop the relation. And actually, for a long time, China has been providing assistance to Nepal. We provided assistance of ground in constructing a road, hospital, and a lot of schools, hospitals, and conference halls, different things for many years. Of course, all these projects can't be scattered in each and every town and district. It could be here and there. But we do it through the government of Nepal. And so this is all kinds of efforts from the Chinese side. We want to be the developed partner of Nepal, and we want to cooperate with Nepal. So this is our main efforts, and also we have a lot of cultural contacts. We send our troops, and a lot of Chinese tourists are coming. They are visiting different cities, and when we search in the website, we also could see the articles they wrote about Janakpur. So it means that they are coming here, and they see the temples, and they go to the railway station. Is the railway still operating?
No.
Stopped?
After 2 years. After 1 year,
it will start. No, it will start from this October.
Okay. So, you know, there are people coming and from China, they're coming here all the way to come to Janakpur, to see the temples, to see the places and to take pictures. So I think the contacts now are very extensive. And as I listened to your complaints, if you have complaints, means you have contacts. Otherwise, you have no complaints. So also on the street, I see the big place writing Huawei or Oppo or other things. It means that we have, through Chinese projects, people getting to know about China, and through all different things, people are getting to know about China. Yesterday, I talked with the people who received the package, and I asked him whether he knows about China. And he says, yes. So I'm very happy to hear that. Yeah.
Lots of students are of medical or engineering are studying in China.
He is also one of the students.
He is from the China. Mm. And as I came to understand that policy of embassy is to make the strong relation with the people of this region. Until unless you don't start industry-based project or infrastructure investment in infrastructure, and as our past president Mr. Prakash sir told you that Sunkosi, and if what Chinese government would invest in that project, and automatically we will think that the Chinese government is wants our betterment, and they want to they are looking for our prosperity. So naturally our relation will be built up, and it will go stronger and stronger. So you have to run the project in infrastructure in the, for the development of this region also, either maybe in road, hospitals, or schools, industry. You know, if you will start running your project in these sectors, in this region, naturally we will think that China government wants to see us prosperous Tarai, prosperous Madhis. You know, and such an investment, after sitting thus, naturally we will have the very good, strong and good relation, as we are having our relation only in business sector and education sector. But after running such kinds of project, I hope and I am 100% faithful that we will have the very strong personal relation also from the Chinese people as and Madhesis peoples.
So we have the BP Koilala Cancer Hospital. In Chitwan, yes. And I think the project you mentioned is not a kind of also infrastructure. It's not a kind of investment. It can't be run by investment. People never invest in this kind of things, you know. And in terms of investment, of course, Chinese businessmen, investors are interested in investing in Nepal. But I think the investment environment should be improved, and now the local government can do something to change the investment environment, to try to attract investors. In China, we also experienced the time of opening up, starting from the early 70s, And, you know, each province and each district or county, they try their best to attract investors to come to invest in my place. And they will introduce what kind of facilities they could provide to the investors, what kind of provincial policies they could provide to the investors. They will provide a piece of land, and you can use it for free for a certain length of time. And the connectivity of electricity will be provided, the road will be built to this place. So a lot of things to, you know, the local government is trying to do to attract investors. So this is something that I think the local government or the local people or even the business people in this place should work very hard. You have to, you know, trying to get investors come here. Otherwise, the investors has a lot of place to invest. Why they come here? Give them a good reason to do that. I think this is quite important. So I hope that I believe there are a lot of opportunities. No matter in which part of Nepal, if you have a good project, you have good investment policy, the investors will sure to come.
Your Excellency, I would like to draw your kind attention concerning our future relation, historical relation. There were two travelers, Chinese travelers, who had visited this place, Janakpur Dham. Their name was Fa Yan and Huan Shang. These two Chinese travelers had visited this ancient place. This land is religious point of view, a spiritual point of view, and this is a land of learned people. The peoples from all around the world used to come here in the palace of Rajarshi Janak to know the wisdom, to know about the wisdom. So, concerning those times, Fa Yan and Huan Shang had visited this place. And we are very thankful to Chinese embassy, that Chinese embassy has contributed so many sets of computer to one of the school, Sakal Bhavan Kanya Vidyalaya. There is a school of girls here. And for that school, Chinese embassy had donated some computer set. And what further to draw the attention of investor of China in this very land, I would like your kind attention that when Chinese delegations, the business delegation or industrial delegations come to Kathmandu, you please manage with the linkage of Janakpur Chamber of Commerce to visit those personalities in this very land so that they directly talk with the industrialists and businessmen of this very area so that they could just finalize which type of industry or which type of business is possible in this very area. As I have already mentioned, these all 8 districts of this Pradesh number 2 is agro best place. The field, agro production field exists here. The industry of related fish, sugar cane and tomato, these are produced here. The vegetables produced here are in large quantity.
Juice
can be produced dairy. With sugar cane, dairy production are here. So the main thing is that if the industrialist and businessman whose delegation comes to Kathmandu, if you will manage their visit to this place, they will directly talk with the industrialist and the businessman of this very area, and then they will talk and they can finalize something. And I would like to request you that in the future, the main thing is that what our immediate past president has mentioned, the investment by the government doesn't come in this area as it comes to the mountain area or Himalayan area. So we are lagging behind the development, the race of development of Nepal. So for this, your contribution, physical contribution in this area has not come in large quantity till now.
as I have seen in compared to India and other other country. So I would like your kind attention to investment some of the either in roads or in irrigation or education sector or hospital sector and things like that. It will be so kind of you. You please think for this. Thank you.
So we'll in every way we'll strengthen our relationship, and I think the business is a very active part, and through the business people, and I believe that the contacts, the connections will be getting stronger and stronger.
तो सुन लिए अपने सब तो आज कार्यक्रम अपन दलान में एतबे हम अजय अनुरागी अपने सब से विदा चाहे छी सुनते रही रेडियो जनकपुर 97 मेगाहर्ज रेडियो सोनामाई 103.7 मेगाहर्ज नमस्कार धन्यवाद